You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
McLaren's new 570S convertible makes luxury kind of practical. By Jack Stewart. McLaren built its reputation on high-tech, high-spec, top-priced racing cars, borrowing engineering acumen from its historically great, currently weak, Formula One team. The British company has produced truly wondrous road cars, starting with the three-seater F1 in the 90s, the world's fastest production car for a decade, up to the all-new million-dollar Senna, with a 789-horsepower engine and a vehicle that weighs just 2,461 pounds. But McLaren has larger aspirations. It's only been seriously building road cars since 2010, and it wants to expand to reach more buyers with more affordable, practical vehicles. Of course, with supercars, everything is relative. McLaren's daily drivers come from its sports series, made up of cars that start a little shy of $200,000 and offer not much in the way of cargo space. The company has just expanded that range with the addition of the 570S Spider, a convertible version of the 570S Coupe, which has been around for a couple of years now, alongside the track-oriented 570 GT. Typically, purists eschew a convertible version of a sports car. Cutting off a roof comes with too many compromises. Without that structural support, the whole frame of the car is weakened, which can impact handling and make everything shaky and wobbly. So designers have to add strengthening to the sills or the underbody, which adds weight, which impacts performance. If you want fresh air so badly, take the yacht out. McLaren claims you can have your cake and eat it too, if you can eat cake while the wind blasts you at triple-digit speeds. The 570S Spider, the company declares, is a convertible without compromise. The carbon fiber tub was engineered to have the strength in it from the beginning, says McLaren spokesman Wayne Bruce. To make the sports series more usable, McLaren's engineers cut down the high door sills, which makes some of the sportier variants difficult and awkward to climb in and out of, particularly in tight pants or a skirt. To compensate for the change, McLaren's engineers added strengthening under the car. As a result, the solid roof was never a crucial part of the vehicle's strength, and cutting it off didn't require any extra support. The addition of a retractable hardtop with the electric motors to open it in just 15 seconds adds a forgivable 101 pounds to the vehicle's weight. And you can operate it at speeds of up to 25 miles per hour, which means you don't get embarrassed when you try to close it at a red light, but don't quite make it in time, leaving you sitting there instead of zooming off. At first glance, with the roof closed, it's hard to tell the convertible apart from the coupe version of the 570S. The silhouette is very similar, but the cool, giant-hinged rear window of the coupe is gone, along with the flying buttresses that add drama but also downforce at between the roof and the rear of the car. In its place is an openable, flat rear window that doubles as a wind deflector to protect your hairdo. The rear spoiler is half an inch longer than the coupe's, apparently to compensate for the slight change in body shape. The 3.8-liter twin-turbocharged V8 engine is still clearly visible behind the driver. Mated with a 7-speed gearbox, it makes the 0-60 sprint in 3.1 seconds feel effortless. The various driving modes firm up suspension or quicken gear shifts in normal, sport, or track. There are no buttons on the steering wheel on this McLaren, unlike almost every other modern car. Too bad the 10-inch touchscreen that controls the music and heating was almost impossible to see with the glare from the sun when the roof is down. You'll have to listen to the engine noise and enjoy the breeze. Tough life. To test the whole practicality idea, I cut short my time in the canyons to take the drop top to the supermarket in Malibu. With the front of the car raised, a clever feature activated with two clicks on a stalk behind the steering wheel, sure to spare many an expensive chin splitter, I was able to get over the speed bumps and I could open up the spectacular dihedral driver's door, even in a tight spot. It lifts almost vertically rather than swings out, so it's actually pretty handy. Practical indeed. And you might even have some money left over for groceries. At $208,000, and that's the starting price, this is not a car for everyone. But you can't deny the engineers who cut the roof off made the 570S Spider a very good all-arounder for a few rich people.